Christ Marketing Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where it's your turn at the mic. Call now, 888-RADIO-30, with your questions and comments. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by ReplyManager.com, a new message management tool for eBay sellers. You can call us at 888-RADIO-30, and we would be very happy if you did. Once again, that number is 888-723-4630. We're on the line with Gary. We're talking about counterfeit inauthentic items. So now I have a clearer picture. These are trademarked coins that are not issued, manufactured, or licensed by the trademark holder, in this case, Marvel and Disney. Yeah. And so there's two issues here that you brought up. One is the counterfeit issue, and the counterfeit issue has to be handled by the IP owner, and they do that through our Vero program, which is an eBay program to help eBay comply with the federal law from 1996 called the Digital Millennial Copyright Act, which lays out the responsibilities, liabilities, and the steps that a service provider on the internet, like eBay, must follow when infringing items are reported by the rights owner. So that's one thing. And the only people who can issue that kind of report are Vero owners. They have to be either the rights owner or a licensed authorized representative of the rights owner. That could be like an attorney or a lawyer or a partner, a law firm. When it comes to the description, and if a seller's claiming something is silver and it's not, then the buyer of that coin is the person who would then contact eBay and say, this item is not as described. And then this is a case situation. But they're two separate issues.
They have to listing down based on the fact that it's false.
Sorry?
It'll say one ounce fine, 9999 silver, but it'll say in the listing material, silver plated.
It's
the picture of what's in the pictures. So, that tells you right away that that's counterfeit.
So that might be an issue, but I'd have to take a closer look at it. You'd have to send it to customer support. Again, this is the kind of thing that eBay doesn't make any claims or warranties based on the statements that a seller makes in their description. Those are made by the buyer, and the buyer has the option now, and for the last few years, of actually contacting eBay through the money back guarantee program, issuing saying this is not as described, and then the process starts. In which case, I can't say how the outcome of any hypothetical case would be, but it sounds like in this case, it would be found in the buyer's favor. The seller would have to refund the money. The seller would have a defect on their account. If they get enough of these, their account falls below standard, and then they're kicked off.
So we do appreciate your call, and I hope we helped you today. It's kind of complicated.
It's a little complicated.
And I understand Gary's frustrations. It is frustrating.
Yeah.
To be an eBay seller or a buyer. Think about the buyers. Good good grief.
So, and I will say one thing, and I'm probably not supposed to say anything, but that community watch team thing he mentioned about coins, that was never disbanded. Next call.
Lynn in Schaumburg, Illinois, known as Daisy Dog 62. Hey, Lynn, how you doing? What's your question or comment today?
I'm pretty good. How are you guys today?
We're doing great. Thank you.
Okay. First, Griff, I have to make sure you are sitting down before I proceed.
Sit down, Griff.
If you're not, you're going to fall over.
All right. I'm sitting down.
Okay. Well, here we go. Saturday, I called into eBay. Yeah. I had a problem with a buyer, and I could not find the link online to do a report to buyer. I got transferred three different times to three different people.
Mm-hmm.
Was told there was no supervisor for me to speak to. And we are talking eBay's lovely outsourced customer on service center.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the last person I talked to when I explained my problem to her said, well, all you need to do is go and leave feedback for this buyer. I said, what do you mean leave feedback? She says, well, sellers cannot leave anything but positive feedback for a buyer. However, you put a negative comment in there and eBay will see that. and they will monitor
what?
That.
You're glad. I'm glad you warned me to be sitting down, yes, because I just fainted.
Not only that, they brought him in clean clothes.
I reiterated. I says, you are instructing me as eBay customer service to go leave a positive feedback with a negative comment. She says, yes. I says, do you realize that is violation of eBay policy? And the phone went dead on the other side.
Hmm. If you
that's what you need to do. And I said, you are again telling me to violate eBay policy,
yeah,
and put myself in a bad situation with eBay. You know, and I said, you do realize, I says, I would like your name so that I can report this to where it needs to go to, because once again, we are being told wrong information.
Right. What happened?
Well, she gave me her name, but she was still clueless. She, you know, okay, fine, and she was insisting that is the only way to proceed with this.
Well, so what to do at this point is email me the details, and I'll forward it to the VP of customer support for her attention.
Okay, you know, I mean, as a longtime seller, I've been power seller for years, top rated since the system started, anchor store level. My only complaint against eBay is that we as sellers deserve better customer service.
Did you say you're an anchor store?
Yes, I am.
Hmm. That's interesting. You'll want to stay tuned.
Today?
Really?
No.
Today? No,
just,
not today, but stay
just
tuned.
Just in general.
Okay.
But okay, in the meantime, if you will, email me the details.
Okay.
And I'll make sure they get forwarded.
Okay.
And can I ask the question?
Yes.
Yeah.
How soon are we going to know where the July event is going to be held in Vegas?
Okay, first of all, we can't tell you yet.
We can't tell you how soon.
It
we can only tell you we will tell you.
We can tell you it's to put the 26th through the 29th of July on your calendar, and it is in Las Vegas.
That's right.
I'm dying to tell you more, but we can't yet.
Yeah.
We can't yet.
See, it doesn't help me with picking out some place to stay.
Well, we're going to have, yeah, but I don't think you're going to be able to get rooms as inexpensive at this particular hotel. You know, I don't think there's anything cheaper. I looked, by the way.
Yeah,
but
so,
depending upon the chain of hotels, I might get a comp. So.
So I would suggest just holding off. You'll be fine.
We're going to be able to announce it. It's going to happen
it's
soon.
It's imminent, as was, we talked about in a meeting. When will we be announcing?
Okay.
It's imminent.
Any moment.
Right. So just
any moment.
We thank you for your patience.
So, Lynn, and
okay,
remember what he said. Keep tuned about the other thing.
Okay, I will do that.
Okay,
thank you.
Lynn, thank you. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. So, Griff, we got an email from somebody the other day, and they sent back another email about hobbies, if eBay is your hobby.
Yeah.
I looked it up.
Yeah.
In the IRS.
Yeah.
IRS.gov.
Yeah, yeah.
And the big thing that you have to realize is that hobby, when you have a hobby, the IRS looks at it differently than your other income. Let's pretend you spent $1,000 on your hobby.
Right.
You bought stuff, right?
Yeah.
And you made $700. You lost $300. Okay.
What do you mean? I don't understand. You,
well, okay. You bought $1,000. You put $1,000 into your hobby.
Right.
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 And the $1,000 that you put into your hobby was stuff that you're selling on eBay. You're calling eBay your hobby.
But the minute you start selling, that income is reportable.
Well, but yes, it is, but it's reportable as a hobby. And let me tell you the difference, Griff. Let's say you call it your hobby and you lose $140. You can't deduct that against your other income. You can only deduct it against that activity, that
right,
hobby
it's
activity.
Still, so they call it a hobby. It's still treated as profit and loss.
Exactly, but separate from your other income, but yes, it is. You're
and
right.
I think the important distinction here is I never say, we never say you'll have to pay taxes on it. What we do say is all income must be reported. There's no exception to that. So there may be different classifications for different types of income, and they may be treated differently. But there's no income where you can say, oh, I made this money. I don't have to report it because it's a hobby.
Right.
You have to report it. And the big problem are people convincing themselves they don't have to. And later in life, if you should get audited, and it's always possible, you're going to have some splaining to do.
Lucy. Our telephone number again, 888-RADIO-30, or you can click on that Contact Us button on the bottom of the eBay radio player. Charlene Opper did that from Steamboat Springs, Colorado.
Yes.
She's known on eBay as Sherman Claire, S-H-E-R-M-A-N-C-L-A-R-E.
Yeah.
She says, I have laryngitis today, can't call in, but I have some questions.
Oh.
So her first question is, could you repeat the name of the website that helps with storefront design and in your commercials? SallyMilo.com is the one that we have commercials on for.
Right. Sally's service.
SallyMilo.com. Second, I am using the new seller hub. Mm-hmm. When I add the drop-down comment for UPC does not apply,
yes,
the site stalls, the screen turns gray, spools for a while with a message that my draft is being updated. I've gotten used to this delay in listing. The other problem with this is when I complete my listings, I have multiple draft copies of the listing I was working on. Is eBay aware of this glitch?
No, I don't. No, you have to report it.
And how does one do that?
Well, if you're on the seller hub, isn't there still that link? Hold on, I'll talk to you. We'll talk about it when we come back.
Okay.
Because there's the music. This segment was brought to you by ReplyManager.com. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee.
Stamps.com wants to give you a free 5-pound shipping scale. Simply sign up for our free program for eBay sellers. You get all the features that Stamps.com provides, custom designed for your eBay sales, including the printing of all USPS mail classes and batch printing, plus the ability to brand shipping labels with your company logo. eBay sellers, sign up now for your free program and get your bonus 5-pound scale today. Shipping and handling fee required. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
As an eBay radio listener, you've heard about Reply Manager, now an Excelco product. Maybe you're already using Reply Manager to manage your customer support messages, but you're still looking for a way to manage feedback. Excelco is excited to announce High Five, a free tool designed to automatically encourage positive feedback. If you receive negative feedback, High Five instantly alerts you so you can resolve the issue right away. Together, Reply Manager and High Five help you manage your relationships with your customers from the beginning of each transaction until its successful end. And right now, you can get a special package deal for both of them just in time for the holidays. Try Reply Manager and High Five free for 15 days at replymanager.com/eBay. That's Reply Manager and High Five free for 15 days at replymanager.com/eBay.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 366.
Jason T. Smith is known on eBay as top-rated seller Tiki Pug Music and head of the Thrifting Board on Facebook. He says when taking your photos, the background you use is important, and has this observation and advice.
Griff, I was looking at your pictures the other day, and I saw your Like Hard shirts on that awesome black background. They look really good. They pop so well. And that's the key. If you have a white or light background and you're trying to list a white or light item, you got to get a new background. Do not put white on white. Do not put black on black. You got to make it pop. You got to make it stand out on that iPhone 4 that most people are still rocking.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Roadie, the world's first neighbor-to-neighbor shipping network. The bunny just told me he wants you to call us at 888-RADIO-30, also known as 888-723-4630.
So you were going to tell us how we can report something.
Right. So I need to ask a question. Is the caller still on the line?
No, it's not the caller. She said she mailed it in to us.
All right. So,
Charlene in Colorado.
What I would ask her, because I'm not clear of this, it sounds like this is the new listing tool. That's what I need to know if it is. There is a discussion area, but I just went to check it because that team asked me to put up a discussion board for the topic. But I've just realized no one's in there answering questions. So send the issue to me and I'll forward it to the team themselves. So you can forward that email to me.
Okay, so there was another glitch. She mentioned when she completes her listing, she has multiple draft copies of the listing.
Right, so send it to me.
That's a glitch. Okay, yeah. Good.
I don't know if it's a glitch.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to call anything a glitch until it's somebody else looks at it.
Number three
is... possible glitch.
Number three, a couple of months ago, a caller mentioned seller discounts for sellers who have an average sale amount greater than $25 per item. Says she can't find any information
There's no such
to confirm
thing.
This.
You mean final value fee discounts? No, it's not true.
Okay. Then she says, love the show. Thanks.
Well, thank you.
We appreciate that very much, Charlene.
We're glad we could be of service.
Exactly. And Griff will try to help you out a little more there. So we're cool. Hey, listen, Griff, I need to mention this right now. Our phone screener today is Melissa.
Hi, Melissa.
And it's usually Donna. And I will tell you what's going on right now. Donna is in surgery right now, even as we speak.
As we speak.
And it's quite complicated. It's expected to take 3.5 to 5.5 hours. It started at 7:30 a.m. Pacific. So I'm waiting to hear from her husband how it went. But she asked that you visualize everything good for her. That the tumor is easily and completely removed, no cancer, minimal damage to the kidney, and that she makes a complete and speedy recovery. And also, please include her husband, Jess, being in tip-top shape and able to carry me up and down the stairs. So if you want to send your prayers, your thoughts to the universe, however you contact the higher being, please do so for Donna right now. We love her. She's been with us for many years. Is my neighbor and my friend, too. So that is why Melissa is on the phones today. Usually Melissa's on the phones only on Tuesdays.
Ah.
So we're wishing Donna a speedy recovery, and we'll let you know more as we know it.
Okay.
So, Griff, I'm looking at that Barbie thing, that vintage thing. When does Griff feel that it's okay to use the word vintage?
When you have a date or a period of time to put next to it.
Okay. So you could say vintage 1965, and that makes it okay.
Right. And this is, and in fact, now even eBay is kind of violating this principle with categories called vintage. Vintage what, I said to them. Now, I'm not the Little Miss Perfect. Everyone knows this. And though I strive for some sort of precision, I don't always get it. I'm not the William Sapphire of my generation. William Sapphire, who was very precise in language. I loved his column. I actually miss William Sapphire. Those were the days. Anyway, vintage as a word alone has no meaning. It's what we call a baggage word. It means what people think it means or they want it to mean. If I got 12 people into a room and asked them what the word vintage means, they'd be 12 different definitions, possibly. The true definition of the word, it stems from the, in etymology, it stems from the grape culture, wine culture.
Yeah.
It's about
vintage.
Vintage meaning the vine. Vintage was, this was this year's harvest. Vintage 1809 Chateau Neuf de Pop, or what, something like that. I don't even know if they were around that. Yeah, I think they were. It has, in modern time, it's come to mean... like I said, alone, people think it means, oh, it's old, it's vintage. It doesn't mean anything.
It means it came from a certain year. That's all it means.
It should, if you're going to be precise and you're going to inform buyers, you're going to put vintage and then some indication of time, whether that's a decade range, a year, a century. You know, I could say something is vintage 19th century. That's pretty non-specific, but what I'm telling you is it's not 17th, 18th, or 20th century, or 21st century. The problem can be is that because this word means different things to different people, you're putting it in your description with no other modifier, and someone says, well, you said this was vintage, and it's not vintage. Vintage means it's 30 years old, and this is from 10 years ago. So this is why imprecise words in describing an item are a risk, because words that do not have a consistent, agreed-upon meaning, and vintage is definitely one of those words, can set you up for buyer confusion and buyers saying this was not as described. It's not vintage. And then, of course, the argument comes in, will eBay make a statement about this and say, yeah, it's not vintage? Probably not, but the point is that you still end up with an unhappy buyer. So for the interest in the pursuit of precision in language, when you're describing an item for sale, using the word vintage alone is at best meaningless and at worst confusing. And there's 1,000 million sellers listening now, I hope, who are saying, you don't know what you're talking about, because I hear them and they say this when I bring it up in meetups or face-to-face. And I say, sorry, prove me wrong. I'm not wrong on this one.
Yay.
I'm wrong on some stuff.
Yes, you are.
Oh, stop it, mother. This segment was brought to you by Roadie, the world's first neighbor-to-neighbor shipping network. Call us now at 888-723-4630. You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. Second hour coming up.
I can't believe you got me out of the house this early to go to a garage sale. I think I'm going to need another coffee after this.
I do this every weekend. I like to hit the sales early before all the best stuff is gone.
Are those vinyl records? When did you start listening to those again?
They're not for me. I sell them on eBay.
You do? Well, how do you know which ones to pick?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching sold items on eBay. I can tell which albums sell best and what they're worth on eBay.
That's so clever. How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.
Shipping can be complicated. Make it simple with ShipStation. ShipStation is customizable so you can automate your shipping process just the way you like it. Nearly every single shipping task and decision, from choosing a carrier and service to importing and processing orders, can be set up to work auto-magically. Brand labels with your logo. Even tailor notification emails to suit your business. So every aspect of your customer's order experience has your personal touch. ShipStation works right from the cloud and integrates directly with eBay. You can batch print multiple labels for USPS, UPS, FedEx, DHL, and other services, all at the same time. There's even a mobile app that lets you print shipping labels from anywhere. If you're eligible for discounts from UPS, FedEx, or somebody else, ShipStation will pull them in. Plus, you get an awesome discount on USPS rates just for using ShipStation. Try it free for 30 days at ShipStation.com.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay Stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere, from big screens to small. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.